Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. This episode is sponsored by G-Man0184, who says,
"Someone needs to give the Shaft guys the award for awesome."
Holy Hot Dog, who says, "Go! Make your tiny podcast, then run." Oramazer, who says,
"Insert witty comment here."
Chromie, who says,
"Never fear, Brent Copeland is here."
Nazi, who says, "Here's your plus oneer, and you'll have to fight over it." And Imperialistic, who says,
"Happy birthday, Stephos."
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 46, recorded on August 21st, 2011.
Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson, and I will not use your silly voices today.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
Yeah, yeah. Betrayed.
I did it. It was fun to make silly voices.
Did
like
you Brent. Have fun with silly voices?
I liked it a lot.
We have a guest today.
We do?
Yeah.
And he is none other than Sam Cube from Wondercraft.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming, and thanks for inviting me to the great show of the Shaft.
You know it.
Well, thanks for coming on.
From all the way from Spain.
From Spain. Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Barcelona.
That's awesome.
Barcelona.
And it's so hot today. It's the hottest day of the summer. I'm very sweat all over with the headphones, you know, all wet.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I took my kids out riding bikes today, and I think I lost 5 pounds.
Yeah. So you don't do Fahrenheit over there, right? You do Celsius?
Celsius, right.
What is it in Fahrenheit over there, I wonder? Is it like almost 100 degrees over there? See, I don't know anything. What is it in Celsius?
God. I don't have a clue.
It's hot.
Yeah.
I think that's all we need to know.
I'm trying to compare Spain and Huntsville, and I don't know.
They're probably quite comparable, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, good. So, this is cool. We have Wondercraft in the house. So, so tell us a little bit about Wondercraft, being a comic that you write. It's awesome. You're a great artist.
Really? Thank you. It's just I started to play Minecraft, and I was a very bad player, you know. I start over and over again after building a few blocks, and I did, wow, man, I can play, but I can't draw, so it's better that I do a comic than play Minecraft.
Very nice. I love the style too, because it's not your typical just cube head and cube arms and everything. It's like this, I don't know, it's like your own style, but it's still blocky. I really like it. I like the main guy that you use. Is that kind of like, is that like you? Is that Sam Cube?
No, not at all. It's a very different style. I start drawing because looking at Minecraft, and and get inspired by mangas also. And yeah, I don't know, I need more movement because the characters in Minecraft are very static. Mm-hmm. So I have to make them a bit taller and more slim so they can move a bit to move around the story, the panels, you know.
Right. I like the pigs too. You always throw pigs in there, and that's like my favorite thing about Minecraft are pigs. So and then one of the comics, one of the panels, you had like the pig sticking out his tongue. I don't know. I thought that was funny.
Cool. The pig, I think, is very important in Minecraft, really, because it's the only animal you can ride, ride on. And I think Notch did it in purpose to keep the pig so much importance, you know.
Right.
So it's a perfect companion for the hero of the story.
So I also see that you've just finished episode zero.
Yeah.
How does that feel, being done with that? Getting ready for the next thing?
Yeah, of course, but everything goes very fast because I left my personal blog aside and started WonderCraft just while I was playing around with Minecraft. And I didn't think I get this, you know, all these visitors, all these fine guys writing me comments and cheer me up. And it's very cool, really. And I'm ready for the next one.
Yeah, the whole Minecraft community is such that really any Minecraft thing that emerges, no matter what it is, really gets attention. And if it's awesome enough, then it'll stay around, obviously. I mean, like the Snotty Box, of course. We have one here in the studio. It's just a cover for a Kleenex box, but it's Minecraft related, so it's like, of course it got spotlighted, and everybody loves it, you know? But your art is like that. It's like, well, it's Minecraft related, so let's all take a look. And then it's like, oh my god, it's amazing. So yeah, you know, it'll stick around, and people will know about it and enjoy it, so...
I think it's the game. It's I don't know. It's a special game. No, it's not any kind of game. It's a game that it gives you. You want to give something back, you know, because you're enjoying it so much that you need to do something with it. Or you have a blog, or you have a, I don't know. You make a texture pack, or you make a story of it. So that's my way to give back. The fun I had with this game.
Yeah.
Well, and you're doing some video too of when you draw and stuff. Are you going to be doing that more for like everything you do, or just every once in a while?
Yeah, I wish, but I don't have a camera. The last ones I did it with a mobile phone, so I'll try to find a way to buy a camera. And yeah, why not? Because it's very cool. If you get exposed to people and they know how you're working, they love your work more. It's something I just discovered doing WonderCraft.
Right.
Well, cool.
Well, should we jump into this and do some wondrous things?
Indeed.
Like prancing through the fields of green?
I think that's a great plan.
All right, let's do it. Our journey. I didn't really need to say that.
That was really cool. a lot of our journeys kind of cross field this week, but let's go ahead and start off with your journeys. How did they go, Sam?
Oh, very cool indeed. Because this week I actually been playing on Minefield .fr. It's a French server of Minecraft, and I start to build my home. That I did a big head of the hero of the past. I call him the one character of the memories of the comic.
Oh yeah,
I did a big head, and inside there is all full of green stuff, trees, and all like you know, you found grass in the table. It's like an old rotten rooms. Because it's like some reflection of the memory of the characters, and I put signs telling story of it. So I had a lot of fun, yeah.
Excellent.
Wow, like creating some lore and stuff. That's pretty sweet.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm planning to do a dungeon underground. That you know the kind of books, sure, you know, when you were young, that you need to choose your path, you know, you are reading and need
to choose your own adventure. Yeah, I love this.
Yeah, that kind. Yeah, that kind. So I plan to make this with rooms. So you start reading a story and you need to choose. So the hero just fight with the sword, or just you keep going on the room and you follow the story.
Excellent.
Until the end.
I think that's a great idea.
That's cool. Yeah, I'd play that. Definitely. Huh. Neato. And that's a French that's a French server?
Yeah, it's a French server that they took me very like a big person because I just draw WonderCraft. They give me a big tour around and show me all the spectacular things they did because it's a huge world. Doc Mixer is one of the administrators, and it's very nice with me. And yeah, it's I think it's if you want to go in, sure, they will be glad to show you and play with you again. And they have amazing dungeons there. I love the dungeons they have. So probably they will not have problem if you want to go make a play or something with them.
Oh, cool.
Do they speak French?
Yeah, friends. Everyone there speak French, and half of them or so speak English.
Good. Yeah.
And what was the IP again for that?
It's minefield.fr.
Okay.
I can send you the link.
I just wanted to put it in the show notes so we could link it later.
We could pimp it out. And, you know, that's funny that, like, you know, I mean, obviously they speak English, too. It's like, we're just so lazy.
I know.
It's
like, Americans are terrible.
We don't go out of our way to learn any other languages. Yeah. We're just like, if you don't speak our language, we'll go somewhere else.
I know how to ask where the historical church is in German.
Really?
Well, I mean, soon we'll all just be using apps anyway, right? Just boom here, and it'll say it
that's
for
true.
You.
That's true.
I mean, they
true.
Already got them. So.
Yeah, they've got real-time
that's
translating
how lazy
things.
We are.
Yeah, Google Translate. Yeah, that's right. That's a funny one.
Yeah, I use it every
time. Masque too.
See, I know some.
Oh, what did you say?
Could you tell what I said there, Sam? And it wasn't directed at you.
El Budo sabe más que tú.
What is that accent that you use there?
It's basically calling you a jackass, I think. It's like the donkey knows more than you.
Like with some sort of pirate accent or something?
The donkey knows more than you.
That was the one thing from Spanish class I remember.
It's beautiful.
Anyway, so what else did we do this week? Let's see. I know I saw the two of y'all on Minecraft GT.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Man, that's nuts. So we need to go back...
We need to tell people when we're going to go back.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, for everybody who doesn't know the story, we talked about this last week, right? Okay. So, just glossing over it, we went over to MinecraftGT.com to the server there to create a Shaft logo, and we invited so many people. We tweeted the URL and everything, and I don't know how many people showed up, 30 or 40 or something like that. Too many people, and it was lagging out, so we just had to quit. It was bad too
because like we're up on this giant structure with not flyability and not you can fall and die. And people are like climbing up the ladder and walking around on the sign with us and knocking us off and not realizing they're doing it because the lag is so bad, and then we're trying to get Eric connected because he won't, and he's the only one that has like the power to summon the stuff that we need to build with, and Brent and I are like trying to figure out stuff from this JPEG.
See that, and that was the sad part. We actually have a printout of the block, so you can actually count. But we're actually using a still image of someone's photo that's kind of a little tilted. So you're like, I think that's two. It may be three, and then you know, McSugar's trying to help us out. She probably has the thing and has done it so many times. She knows it by heart. She's like, you guys are just screwing this up. And it got to, like, we were all on Skype or something, Vint, and finally we were just like, let's go somewhere else because this is painful.
It got too much. I started getting angry. Like, people would knock me off and I would get angry.
That's
and
right,
I
was you like, did get angry.
I'm like, once I start getting angry because I can't play, then I need to quit playing.
So we rage quitted?
I did kind of rage quit. But I mean, also, the server was so bogged down, I was having to reconnect, like, every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So. I got a tweet. It was a twit pic. Someone took a picture of the server and said, hey, check it out. Now there's a Shaft Embassy.
That's right. A lot of people who came on started working on a Shaft Embassy right under. And I was listening to their stream because one of the guys from the server was streaming. And he's like, I don't know what's going on. They're building something down there.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, they're building a Shaft logo. Oh, yeah, I know that. But down there, I don't know what's going on. And... So
They started clearing off the hill behind where we were building the thing. Then we're going to build a welcome center. Okay.
Yeah.
The embassy. So, if you're from the Shaft Podcast and you want to go to Minecraft GT, make sure you stop by the welcome center, and I'm sure there's tools and implements for you to get started on your thing.
Yeah, and somebody will have to finish it for us, right?
No, we're going to go back.
We're just not going to tell anybody we're going back. We're going to go back and finish it, and then we can say, hey, look, we built this thing, and then everybody can log on and ruin our game.
All right. Yeah. Or, I mean, we could be lazy and just say, somebody go and finish it for us.
You know, there's a chance that Sugar's already done it. I mean, she was still there when
we got a $15 jinx code for for finishing the Chef logo.
Nice. Nice.
That's not really a contest. Nice.
No.
So I did get a little more play in with my son. He's working on pistons. He was actually making stuff with pistons. He's like, hey, come over and look at this. And he had made this weird door thing where it would like piston up, and but there was no like actual door. It was just pistons kind of in the way, and then you click a thing and the pistons would move.
That
and,
sounds cool.
So we started kind of messing around with that a little bit. So I got a little bit of working with pistons.
How old is your son?
He's 10.
Yeah, he knows more than me.
Yeah, he knows more than me on pistons now. Unfortunately, he's now into WoW. So now that he can read the quest really well and stuff, he's made like 3 characters and a death. Anyway, we'll get him back on Minecraft once I fix his stuff so we can get on our server.
Yeah, do you play with Redstone stuff, Sam?
No, it's so complicated. Yeah. You know, I watch a lot of videos and say, oh, seems easy. You know, you see the guy doing things and putting redstone everywhere. Wow, this have to work with me. And no, never works.
Never
so
easy.
I stopped.
I knew how to... I rebuilt the old doors to go into our spawn, the double doors with the single lever. Probably 12 times because people would mess them up, and I still had to look at diagrams to get everything right when I redid them.
Oh yeah,
so it's never easy.
I do a lot of trial and error. Like, I mean, there's so many gates and nor latches and so many different terminologies and so many different things that I'm like, I don't know what it's called. So you just try everything and then you pick the one that works and you continue your creation. It's the long way around, but that's the way I create stuff.
I'm having a hard time looking at you because I know what's behind you. And I'm just waiting for like Will to like bust out from
the creeper gonna creep.
Hey, let's go ahead and add that to our housekeeping. We'll tell you all about what's behind Eric.
Yes.
During that housekeeping.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good, right? Yeah, we can talk about the cameras and all the new stuff in
the angle of the Skype guy, so everybody knows.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We're going to have to give that guy a mic, too, back there, so he can tap in.
Yeah, producer, tap in and yell at us or whatever.
So, I guess we can move on to something.
No, I've got some stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I actually played this week.
Sweet.
I got onto the Shaft Lands, and I started walking around, because that's what I do.
Did you look at the contest stuff?
I did not. I've not had time to look at the contest stuff, but I started walking around just, you know, because I walk like my traditional haunts and see if there are large gaping holes anywhere I need to fix or, you know, anything like that.
Yikes.
And so I ended up kind of going underground because I found some stuff and I kind of followed it. And next thing you know, I'm like under the water next to spawn. Right. And, I'm finding stuff. And like, I found this old tree farm and I'm like, well, the trees aren't growing in here. And so I replanted a bunch of trees and they all popped off. I don't know if you know this, but nowadays, if you plant saplings underground and there's not enough life for them to grow, they'll just pop right back up again. Used to not do that.
Are you doing bone meal?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're waiting. You're doing it traditionally.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I found this tree farm, and I'm like, well, I should fix this up, right? And I look, and it looks like basically they had built some pits underneath the they had built, you know, 9x9 glass with a chunk of dirt in the middle. And then there was a hole underneath it. And I'm like, well, okay. So I put lava under there. I went to all the little pits and I filled them with lava. And then I replanted all the trees and I fixed it. And I put a little sign up. Hey, I fixed your tree farm. I hope you don't mind.
Oh,
you know?
That's nice.
And then I started walking some more. And then I found this like really cool like glass area under the water. And when you looked up, it had like a really good view of the Shaft logo and the rainbow from under the water. And I'm like, well, this is kind of cool. So I started. I'm like, well, this could be better because it had like a bunch of holes in the glass and stuff was, you know, water was kind of these areas were kind of like obviously built a long time ago and had either been neglected and then, you know, randomly griefed by people who just wanted to come inside or whatever. So
you're breathing new life into it.
Come inside where?
the thing under the water? What are you talking about?
Idiot says what?
Nothing.
Anyway, so then I'm like, well, okay. Well, I'm going to fix this up. This is too cool. It's got this great view of the shaft logo in the right. So I'm going to fix it up, right? So I start walking around first off, I'm like, well, how does anybody get in here? You know? So I start exploring and I find like a pathway and it ends like underneath somebody's house. And so I knock my way out and I'm like, okay, well, we'll build a new entrance over here. And, you know, and then like I widened the cavern and turned it all stones. So there was no dirt and gravel in the walls and put up new torches. And, you know, I mean, this is the kind of stuff I do because I'm weird, you know? I'm like, well, this is too cool just to let have.
But at least you have stuff to do, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's productive stuff, I
and
guess.
And so then I went back and I'm like, okay, well, let's fix this. So I start like taking the walls and like making them more glass and kind of pushing them out a little bit. I decided to dig out underneath the room and make a glass floor as well. So I made like this kind of bubble sticking out the side of this room that was all glass, you know, and you could like down, left, right, up, all, you know, it kind of like a little underwater base kind of thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, so I go and I decide to like explore. Well, I'm like, well, there's some tunnels branching off here. Let me go check it out. And I'm like, this way to Brent Copeland's blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? So, Brent, I was working on your place.
Awesome.
Do you remember making this
thing? I have a place.
Thing?
Yeah, there's an underwater glass area underneath the big floating sandstone city that you guys built.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And it had a lot of people had knocked out a lot of the stuff. So I sunk the floor a little bit to make the ceiling bigger.
Well, thank you.
I put some new glowstone in. I made some new glowstone columns. I made kind of a little stage area that I'm going to fancy up.
He installed some pretty new pink drapes.
Yeah.
Did you see my underwater breathing areas?
I did see some of them. Those? Yeah. Those are pretty cool too.
Yeah. The little glitchy things.
Well, you use bamboo growing up around and making a big cube out of them, and then you can breathe in them, and then actually have a light source in there as well.
Yeah. I didn't see those, right. But I did see there were a lot of areas where you had built holes in the top with ladders keeping the water out, you know? So like
people must have busted up the bamboo, or they changed it where that doesn't work anymore.
I don't know.
Because normally you would come up into the center, and there'd be a light above your head. So you have two blocks with a glowstone on top.
Yeah.
And then all around that glowstone block would be bamboo shoots that go three high. So you'd be able to jump up and walk around and get air all in that area.
Okay, cool. Well, we should explore and check it out a little bit, and I'll show you what I did. But the funny thing was, you know, I'm using World Edit, you know, so because I'm like, well, I want to, you know, I want to open up this area underneath here. So I like dug out this huge chunk, and then I saw I had opened up somebody else's chamber to the water. So I'm like, slash undo, you know. So, nice. You know, but yeah, so that's kind of what I did. Additionally, I thought the whole logo thing was a lot of fun, and I'd like to go back and finish it, but it was very, very frustrating. So, that's kind of what I did, and
excellent. Well, good, everybody did their thing. I'm still working on the music video, a lot of machinima, first player single player Minecraft for me, until of course we start doing our let's play series. This is the first time we've actually said anything about this, I think.
Ooh. When did you start?
And I guess I've already started, so that's about it. We're going to do an adventure map. Well, you know, we've actually been talking about that for ages. That's what we want to do. We want to do an adventure map. We're going to get in there and do some cool stuff. I found a cool one. I'm not going to say which one it is in case it changes, but I found one that's fresh, brand new. It's out of testing. It looks amazing. No one else has done this yet, and I think it's going to be a dandy.
Sweet!
So,
speaking of dandies...
Speaking of dandies.
Dandies, welcome back, Easy. And congrats.
Yay!
Easy's in the chat room.
She is.
She's a married woman.
I know. She's awesome. All respectable now.
Yes. Excellent.
Hi, and congratulations.
Yes.
So, was that what you were talking about?
No, I was going to talk about how you could get a free audiobook from Audible.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about something else this week.
Oh, really?
Well, we figure people are probably pretty sick about hearing us talk about Audible. So this week we're going to talk about a new thing that I actually wanted to download this before we talked about it, but I'm going to download it as everybody else does it. If you just go to wildgames.deadworkers.com, it's this new service. It seems kind of cool. It's called Wild Tangent. And this is a basically another way to download PC games. And social networking games. And basically, they have a way where you can try out games for cheaper. So you pay a little bit to, say, try out a game for a night or two or whatever.
Cool.
And then if you like it, you can use what you've already spent towards the game and go ahead and purchase it.
Cool. And it looks like they have some good ones here. They have Prototype, which I enjoyed a lot. Cities XL.
Yeah, they have a lot of third-party games here, but they also have some Wild Tangent games that they've made themselves. And Wild Tangent has been making games for a long time. I remember them from like the mid-90s. They've been around for a while. And they used to do these Winamp visualizations, too. But I want to check out Fate, The Cursed King. That looks cool. So this will be actually kind of a fun little sponsor because, you know, we'll check out new games and you know, and briefly talk about them.
In Spanish, too.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It's cool.
So that's wildgames.deadworkers.com. Check that out. That will help us, and it will help you.
And go, you know, get an Audible book through the other link as well.
God, I had even done research. I had a book to talk about and everything.
You had a book?
Yeah, look.
Oh, you did have a book.
Well, we'll let you talk about that on the other show.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, cool. That sounds good to me. Well, on to things that matter.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Breaking news. Eric able to actually push bumper buttons on time.
I'm getting better at it. So this week, Notch and Easy were married on August 13th, 2011. After a short micro honeymoon,
yay.
Notch returns to coding.
Get back to work.
Yeah.
He's chained to his chair once again.
Yeah.
Also, he has been working on new biome code, bigger deserts, and higher ridges around rivers.
Very cool. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like that idea because I've always wanted to do some sort of like river village kind of thing, like where you build houses and buildings inside the cliff faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but have the river running through it as if it's the road. Kind of a Venice-type thing, but more fantasy-like, you know. But that's very exciting. Bigger deserts, come on. I mean, that's going to be awesome, you know.
Small deserts, like cactus.
Yeah, it's like, what did I just walk through? I mean, it's like, just like a forest fire happened
like,
here.
Like, it'd be cool if, you know, the bigger bodies of water had more sand, like, on the edges.
Yeah,
so you like nice beaches and
right,
and but then you have your big just deserts.
Yeah,
with scorpions.
Scorpions. That'd be awesome. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at our chat room.
Uh oh.
Hey, EZ, when's 1.8 coming out?
Is that what people are asking?
Yeah,
that's why we can't have nice people in our chat room.
I know.
Also in the news, Minecraft Pocket Edition was released on Tuesday, August 16th, and you can open up your, if you have an Xperia Play, this is exclusive to the Xperia Play, Sony Ericsson Android phone.
Yep.
And it will be exclusive for a little bit, and then it will be open to all Android devices, and then after that, iOS, but we'll hear more about that later, but for now, go check it out, and I hate to say this, but I have to be honest. It didn't quite work for me on my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
You downloaded the new one?
I did. I really wanted it to work because, you know.
Did you uninstall the original one or anything?
I did. I factory reset the phone, so I wiped it completely and then installed.
Wow.
So. But keep in mind, this is the very first build. I mean, the very alpha 0.1 is what they're calling this. So it's, you know, understandable.
Yeah. But I'm wondering if it just had something to do with your phone since it was kind of, I don't know. I know you wiped it or whatever.
Yeah, but it could be. Who knows? I mean,
maybe you need to do an update on the phone.
Hey, I haven't done that.
Driver update and everything, like basically do a...
Because it is factory reset, so it is probably some old...
Yeah, do a system update on the OS and then try installing...
Good call.
So did you wipe it and then install, or you installed it, wiped it, and installed?
I wiped it and then installed.
See, I'm wondering, why didn't you just install it?
Because it had some other Gmail account in there from Sony Ericsson when they gave us the phone. It had some other account, And to remove that account, it said you have to factory reset your phone. And I was like, okay. So I did it. And then put my own email address, and it's branded in there now. And then, from then on, I had to set up a new account for the marketplace and put my card in there and purchased it, and it crashed upon opening, so... Anyway,
it's like a creeper.
Yeah.
I think Wes is right. I think you need to update your phone.
Yeah, yep. I think so. Anyway, but I'm sure it will be excellent in the next update there. And we will be following that news, too. Any updates that happen on that, I would like to address on the show as well. So.
And I forget where I saw it now, but you can probably search for it on eBay. They had like a Xperia Play that was branded Minecraft looking.
Yeah.
And it looked awesome. It was like all a big green block. And
oh, wow.
I didn't see that.
And like the screensaver was a green block, so it just, you know, tiled across.
Oh. Well, dang.
It goes more than $1,000 or $1,200 or
$300,
I think.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, now
crazy.
I want to look that up.
The coolest it's stuff is the 100%. It was for a charity purpose, so very, very good deed.
Hmm. Wow. So the next thing in the news here. Oh, this is a goodie. You remember that time Bethesda decided to sue Mojang for the name Scrolls?
I do remember that.
Well, Notch had it in his head that he should. He should challenge Bethesda to a duel.
I love this, though. I just...
Yeah.
To this, a game of Quake 3, the winner... Let's see. So, if Notch wins, then Mojang gets to keep Scrolls, and Bethesda gets to curl up in a fetus, you know, fetal position.
Yeah.
Inside of a fetus.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
Well, dressed up like Felix, and driving
Felix Unger?
A Pinto.
And
I don't know.
Listening to Phoenix on the radio.
Hey, there you go. But if Bethesda wins, they get to force Mojang to rename their product.
Yeah.
Their game. No longer is it called Scrolls. Maybe Scrolls Backwards. What is Scrolls Backwards?
Slorks.
That's a good name. I think they should...
Wasn't that a 1980s cartoon? Anyway.
Was it Slorks Underwater? Yeah. So that's really cool.
Squirks. So, and, you know, I think maybe challenging the people who made the game to their game might have been a mistake there. Like, why don't we challenge them to TF2 and bring in some ringers? We know some people.
Yeah, some ringers. So what would you... Hey, Sam, if you had to challenge Bethesda, what game would you challenge them with?
Wow. Difficult stuff. I think I'm not good player, but if I have to do, maybe I don't know. Rad Rash, maybe from Mega Drive. You know?
Oh, wow.
Rad Rash.
Yeah.
I think I was good with this one when I was young.
Nice. I mean, I would like to see a classic, maybe a Tetris match or something, right?
Ooh,
bring it down.
That's cool too.
Or do like a triathlon.
I'd do a Bejeweled Blitz against him, I think.
Hey, that's pretty good. Puzzle Fighter. You know, break it down to like a triathlon. A couple of games, right? That you know, that work a different parts of your brain, you know? Pictionary, too. Throw in Pictionary. I want to see some drawings.
Yeah. What's the game on OMG Pop?
OMG Pop, draw that thing.
Or
draw my thing. Or
maybe just Tiny Wings.
Tiny Wings on the iPhone is an excellent game.
Or maybe Words with Friends.
Yes.
Yeah, because nobody cheats at that.
And they could start off with Scrolls is the word.
Scrolls!
Oh, anyway.
So are we going to start an Elder Scrolls podcast just to confuse the situation even more?
Yeah, so we have two podcasts, both with the Scrolls word in there. Okay, so very lastly here on the news is... if you have a game you would like to show off in Minecon, an indie game there, do it. Mojang is ready and looking, so you can get a booth, get up there and talk, whatever. Mojang is actively looking for people to help and to speak and things like that. But I think that's pretty cool that they're allowing other things going on other than Minecraft. And also, you know what?
I just remembered to put that in there.
I did.
Yeah, I just thought about it myself.
There's a couple things missing from in here.
Yes.
Mojang has decided to publish an indie game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I've got to look it up, because
the connection
Cobalt.
Cobalt.
Yeah, Cobalt. And the connection there was that Jens worked for this other company that made this game, Cobalt, and they're going to publish it. Mojang is going to publish.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Developer and publisher. They're big time. And also, EA was going to try to buy Mojang. They gave them an offer.
Well, I didn't think they actually got an offer, did they? I think they just had a talk that sounded like there was maybe going to be an offer.
That's what it was. And then Mojang.
Yeah, there was no formal offer made.
Right. As of now, from things I've read, if you're looking to buy Mojang, forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, go buy something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a podcast.
Yeah, a podcast. Yeah.
Called The Shaft. Go ahead. Yeah. We're cheap.
Hey,
we are for sale.
Hey, Mojang, if you want to buy a podcast.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, if you want to buy a comic, I'm here.
Hey. There you go. Wonderful.
we are for sale.
And speaking of working working with Mojang, you can have a chance to work with Mojang at PAX. They're also looking for volunteers there. You can go to their Mojang.com website and look a few stories down. They're looking for some PAX volunteers. If you're interested, you need to email volunteers@Mojang.com with this information. A copy of your PAX registration, a short note about why you'd like to help the booth, which days you'd be available, and contact information. And they have some exciting gifts to give people that are chosen to help out at the booth. Now, they do require that you at least have one day of a PAX ticket already. So, check into that.
Very cool. And any other news we're forgetting about? Anything else? That was a lot of news.
My head itches.
You know, it is programming on a live now a game, 48 hours.
That's right. That's right. Notch was streaming.
Not Minecraft related, but he's doing it from scratch, and it's very impressive to see how the man works with the keyboard and everything. It's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to decide what streaming service to use the other day.
And he started off by not using one at all.
He lose money with that.
Yeah, he started racking up some big bill, like trying to stream through something. And then he ended up on Justin TV, which their game division is called Twitch. So it's twitch.tv. Isn't that right? Yeah. Or something. Anyway, so he gets on there and he had 10,000 people watching the screen, as all the screen said was, I need to go to bathroom, to pee-pee. And it was 10,000 people looking at this what am I looking at here? That was pretty funny. But then he had his code up there. He's Java coding away, and he pulls up the preview screen of what kind of looks like a dungeon, and he's crawling through it, and then he'll throw up another sign, I went leaving to go eat nom 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 burger time or something. okay but that's awesome. I love that he's streaming. I love it.
So do you have his keyboard out there like a guitar or something, like just playing it like
a guitar?
Standing up with a strap on his keyboard.
Get Carl back there with a cowbell or something.
Yeah,
back
some up. Devo hats, and they can rotate back and forth while he's coding.
Nice.
Maybe
Daniel Kaplan with the tap shoes.
I think you went too far.
Oh, I did. Sorry.
Yeah.
Speaking of going too far, I'm going to sing until I hit a button. I'm going to hit a button.
Eric, hit that button.
And here it is.
Hit the button.
You never know how much you'll laugh whenever you listen to The Shaft. Hear for yourself on MP3. There's news of wonder and sightings of beauty, from excavation all the way to journeys, but this part is listener contributions.
Yay! That would have been a lot better if you had come up immediately afterwards.
It would have.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how we relieved you of a bunch of responsibility?
I know. Me and my bumpers.
Is that even possible? While you're looking at that, I'm going to read this off, okay?
And by the way, that bumper was excellent. That was sent in by Mr. Beast 667.
Really?
The neighbor of the Beast.
Yeah. Good Capella.
Seriously? Yeah. You know who I thought that was?
Who?
thought it was Johnny Napalm.
It did sound like him, didn't it?
It sounded just like Johnny Napalm.
It did, yeah.
I've never heard Johnny sing, so.
And I was like, what, he's sending something in for the Shaft? That's awesome. Anyway, yeah. So we have something else here. This is from Holy Hot Dog, and he says, hi, Shaftins. It's Holy Hot Dog here, and I would like to give out some Minecraft gift codes on the show. Hey, that's always cool, isn't it? Three. The way I would like this to happen is he has a question that he would like to use, and the first three people to guess it
is
will win.
The Twitter thing is wrong right now. I just got a message from him. I need to tell you about that.
Okay. So, well, that'll be after the three winners. So,
okay.
I think. Yeah, because once the winners have been chosen, there will be a few steps needed. So, let's see. How are we going to do this? Email us?
No. Email HHALKET at yahoo.com.au.
Can you put that in the doc, too?
I can!
Okay, so you're going to email him with the answer to this question, and everybody who listens live got a little head start here, so yep. You should come and listen live to us every week at usually Sunday at 3 at deadworkers.com/live. So the question is,
okay,
what makes a holy hot dog so holy? And the answer is... no, I'm not going to give that out yet. You're going to have to decide that. Send it to that email that Wes said, and we'll put it in the show notes as whale. Whale?
As whale. Whale.
Is something. Anyway.
Wow, that's exciting. Okay.
So do I need to go on to another one?
So we're going to... What are we going to do here? Are we going to do something new that we've never done before?
We are, if you can do it.
Okay.
That's very exciting. What are we going to do new? And it's just some deja vu.
So, we're
voulez-vous.
Voulez-vous coucher à la quai d'Asukan? Bah.
Okay, we're trying it.
So, we're going to sit here and we're going to dial someone right now.
Yeah.
No.
We're calling someone.
Yeah.
And we're not good with technical stuff.
And we're not calling Colin.
On the cuff.
Yeah, me neither. You can see.
So, while we're waiting for him to answer, I'm going to... do something else here.
Okay.
Well, we already went
you
through
it. You've reached Mazzarella's. Please leave a message at the beep. At the tone, please record your message.
Go away. Okay.
Do you have the right one?
We should have left him a message.
Should we have?
Why didn't we leave him a message?
Check to make sure you have his Skype and not his phone.
Uh-huh.
Because he should be online. You should find one that's actually online.
Okay.
Okay. So... anyway, Alex wants to send everybody a message about his research project. He's actually doing a Minecraft PhD research project, and he's got a survey that's alive for everybody, which is tinyurl.com/MinecraftPhD. We'll put it in the show notes. It's some interesting stuff, so go there, fill out the survey, help this chap out, and we'll have someone else with a Minecraft PhD.
Nice.
And now...
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Maz!
John Maz!
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
It's going pretty good. So, John, you've been doing mm-hmm. with Toasted Jelly and some others a contest on the server. First, we've talked about it before, but you want to explain what that contest is?
Yeah. So, for the past month, while the server has been still at 1.6, whatever, there's been a few people still online, but most people have been kind of gone. You know, they've upgraded and can't join because you have that outdated server message. So maybe there's 10 or 15 people who are on there. You know, a lot less than usual. So we try to come up with something to, you know, get some activity. So we decided to do a build contest. And what we actually did is kind of the main place where you spawn in on the server in the double rainbow map, you know, when new people sign on.
Yeah.
Right now, kind of it was really popular when we first started the server, but, you know, at this point, people have built their stuff and moved on, and it's kind of a ghost town now. So we thought, you know, what can we do to make this more active? So we gave people the entire area underneath spawn, the entire underground area, to do whatever they want. They could do, you know, something that will make this a community project. You know, maybe we had some ideas of, like, maybe a spleef arena or trading posts, and we had some really awesome results. We had maybe 25 people total try out and maybe 10 finish, and it's just awesome thing for the past few weeks on the server.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, and y'all are going to pick out the winners of this?
Yep.
Have y'all already done this?
Yes, we have picked the winners. We have them ready to tell you guys.
Well, would you like to announce them live on air right now?
I would love to. All right, so coming in third place is Malwind, who did a really awesome diorama of kind of getting people started with Minecraft, and then there's a bunch of community things down below, doing trading booths and stuff. She did an awesome job.
Woo!
Second place is Keldor, who did also trading posts and spleef arenas and farms and grinders, and really good. And then the final one we had, the final winner, do you have a drum roll sound effect?
Is that a sick chewy buck? All right, that's as good as you get, a drum roll.
That's good enough. That's better than I expected. First place winner is NemsNZ and M60Lord and a few other people that had working with them.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah, congratulations.
We have a big in-game prize of all kinds of blocks, diamonds, and TNT. And then also their actual build gets used on the server. So when people log in now, in a few days we'll have it up and people can just go downstairs. It's going to be really awesome down there.
Good job!
Cool. Is it going to be like protected?
Yep, it's going to be protected. Nice. We're going to do all the cool stuff, mod, world edit, nifty things.
Okay.
Well, so, I hate to add something else to your plate, but if you can get all the winners' names and some addresses for me, we'll mail them something prizey.
I will definitely do that. They'll be very happy. They're all listening on the server right now, so they'll definitely be happy to hear that.
Excellent.
So we love that people are joining in to community efforts, and we may not be able to do prizes for everything like this, but every once in a while we will, so you should get involved, everyone.
So I should just say, actually, that as of maybe a few days ago, we are now updated. We have 1.73. So everyone who has been off for a few weeks now, definitely come back and check it out and check out the new Underswan and just kind of see what we've been doing for the past few weeks.
Now, 1.73 is not the newest version, right?
Oh, okay. Is that the case?
I think we're still one back, but I did use my little thing. I downloaded the 1.73 jar. All I do is pull down my little drop-down menu, and I log in with it. You need to get it.
We need to, like, put that link on the...
Okay, somewhere. I'm going to look it up right now, and it'll be in the show notes.
I mean, somewhere that I can be lazy and find it.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you know, email it to me. Yeah. Not everyone, just Wes. Well, thank you so much for coming on and letting everybody know about that. And,
no problem.
And before you go, are you going to DWPP?
I am definitely going, and I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah!
Give us kind of streaming in on that planning post on the forums. So everyone who's listening, check out the post in the forums and let us know that you're going to be there. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, all the way from Boston.
Yeah, it's a 19-hour drive. But, you know, I was thinking it's good because I signed up for the Audible deal from you guys a few months ago, so I have a backlog of books now that I can listen to on the way down.
A smart man.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's very cool. And we're not charging admission this year.
Oh, right. Yep.
So, you know, do bring some money because we'll probably have something to sell you, though.
Yeah, and like we said before, the Shat Podcast is for sale, so go ahead and bring your checkbooks.
can we sponsor days of the con like we do sponsor the show?
Hey, that's a great idea, too. It's sponsored by. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And we'll do another newsletter like we did last year.
Nice.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah. We should do a better video this year about it. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, just everyone check out, come back to the server, see what some cool stuff we're going. We have there's a magazine someone's working on. We have Chromie is buying up property around Spawn to do kind of a Spawn beautification project, and there's just all kinds of cool stuff going on right now.
Yeah. There's a lot of
cool stuff.
Yep.
Well, very cool. Well, thank you again, John, and we will talk to you soon.
I will see you guys.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Oops, I just called him by accident and hung up and called him. Okay, yeah, that's back. All right. That's cool.
Okay, we're trying all kinds of new things this week.
We are.
It's crazy stuff. I thought we could try something else, too. You ready for something else?
What is that? Oh, God, we're going to use the phone now?
We're going to use the phone.
What?
Yeah. So, live call-ins to the show. Like, have we ever done this?
No.
No? Not ever.
We're actually calling someone with a phone.
But they're not going to be able to hear us, are they?
They'll hear us one at a time.
And,
hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Egan Moe, also known as Pi03048.
Well, hello, this is Brent Copeland from the Shaft Podcast, and I have with me Wes and Eric.
Hello!
Hello!
And we're calling, we're actually streaming out live, I hope that's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Actually, I was just sitting here watching you guys on my laptop.
Wondering if we were going to call?
Yeah. And, you know, with all your troubles with Skype and everything earlier on in the show, I was like, oh, no, what's going on down there?
Well, we thought we'd try something else new this week. And so, basically, you are doing a news story on Minecraft?
Yes. It's going to be like a review sort of thing.
Okay. And basically you wanted us to email you some answers to some questions. And I'm just going to tell you honestly, we're just kind of lazy about stuff like that. We got a lot of stuff we're doing with emails. And so to pass that around and get it in the time that you wanted, just what's going to happen?
Right, I know. Yeah, that's understandable.
So I thought we'd do it live. So basically the first question you had here, and I'm going to ask this live to Wesley Wilson. I guess you can go back and listen to this or take notes. It's like a live journalist, right? Like,
yeah.
Live
yeah.
interview. So Wesley, the first question to you is, what do you think of Minecraft?
I think it is one of the most creative things I've seen in gaming in quite a while. It has a very unique flavor to it, and I think everyone should try it at least once.
Very nice. That was the other thing. I didn't even mention this. Don't be silly, because this is for a newspaper thing. And Eric, you might have to scream, because this is as much distance okay. as I have on this. But what is Minecraft?
Oh, God. What is Minecraft? let's see. I want to say Minecraft is a sandbox game where you can create anything that you want to create. It's an artistic game. It's a game for creativity. It's a... oh, God, I'm bad at this. What is Minecraft?
I'll vouch for him.
Anyway.
He really is terrible at this.
Don't worry.
you can ride pigs. It's the best thing you could do in Minecraft, really. But that doesn't really describe what Minecraft is. God.
Talk about digging holes.
Digging holes.
Digging holes is awesome. You can craft things. Can anyone really sum up?
Hey, let's do this.
Minecraft
okay.
in 10 words or less, is that possible?
So we're kind of lame at this, finding the answers to these questions, but we got a little bit. If that's not enough, let's do this. Everybody who's live in the chat room, give out your opinion. What do you think of Minecraft, or what is Minecraft to you? And maybe, I don't know, maybe if you send Elin's a little message in there, maybe she'll give you a quote to give you for your story, and that's not just our wife. I almost said fiance. But so everybody, tell them what you think about that. So is that enough? Do you think?
Oh, definitely. You guys are great. Like, even though this is live and everything, and you're kind of stumbling around over there, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, good luck on your project, and let us know, or not your project, but your story, your review, and let us know how it goes. Send us a copy of it when you're done.
Okay, that's fine.
And actually, right. Before you go, re-listen to the Shaft episode 1, because we actually sum it up pretty well, I think, in that episode, as far as, you know, how we describe Minecraft.
And there's a video animated version of it on YouTube.
That's right.
Oh, that's true.
We're animated.
That's pretty cool. Well, very cool. Well, we're going to let you go now. Thanks again for sending in your questions, and we look forward to hearing back from you.
All right, thank you. You guys were awesome.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye.
Bob 6464 says Minecraft is sharks with frickin' laser beams.
Nice. Wow, what a crazy variety show. We do have a call here from our great friend Astragale. So we get to hear his awesome voice again. Here it goes.
Hi, guys. Astragale here. I've got a question for you about the Shaft itself. I'm listening back to the second episode and your prediction segment. How does it feel to have blasted through Wes's prediction of 20 episodes and now be hurtling towards Eric's prediction of 50? And if you can return to this question again in 2029 when you've done 1,000 episodes, I'd be grateful. Thanks, guys. Bye for now.
We're working towards it.
Yes.
Now, should we say this about episode 50?
We should. We definitely should.
Before it happens.
Before something bad happens. Exactly.
So. So, I think someone mentioned to us, actually, I think it was JD, one of the dead workers, mentioned to us that we promised on some episode that we were going to do a radio play.
Yeah.
Yes, that was our promise early on.
Well, we hurtled toward episode 50 so fast that, let's just say this, it's not going to happen on episode 50.
Yeah. It takes about 15 episodes for us to make one of these radio plays.
There you go, yeah.
And by the time we were in gear to head towards 50, we were going to E3, we were updating the studio, we were working on music videos, and we don't have the time to make the radio play this year.
Now, we will be doing one for 150 for CP, just because that's something we've always done with CP, so it's kind of like, yeah, you know, we are going to intersperse some stuff that's Shaft related as well, so it'll be a listen that'll be able to hurt on both streams, so you'll get something there. We are going to do something special for Christmas. We've already got that planned and in the works, and of course everything else we're working on and planning. We are planning to get you more Minecraft content than hopefully you have time to listen to soon.
Yes. So the Shaft was a different beast way back then, actually.
And there is a way that you can get a radio play for episode 50, and that involves sponsoring 3 months worth of Dead Workers Party episodes of all of our podcasts for the next 3 months, and we will make your radio play. Is that a deal?
Someone is actually going to do
really
it.
I'm not really sure if I understand that.
Basically, if you want to personal sponsorship, but like professional sponsorship.
Oh, basically, down here pay us enough that we can all quit our jobs and do this full time.
And come down here full time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we will do your radio play for you.
Give us $1 million.
It doesn't even need to be that much. Much smaller than that.
For people in the chat room who don't understand what the radio play was, go to controlpointpodcast.com and listen to episode 50 or 100, and they are nice feature-length radio plays.
Mm-hmm.
So
take that.
So okay, I think maybe we've got a lot more to go through here and not much time. So how about we do something that I like to call?
Oh, no more listener contributions.
Caesar stuff.
Let's just hit up the next segment, which Brent likes to call
Excavation Station.
Is that what you like to call it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Bagok.
And just to remind you here, we're still getting in a lot of text excavation stations. We have so many calls excavation stations that we're planning to do just calls until we're out of them and don't get them anymore. So if you want it on the air, call it in.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, then. We should get started. We have a lot of these. And we're going to do it very soon. Aren't we? Aren't we, guys? Okay, just kidding. Here it is.
Hey there, Shaft Arenas. Andreas here from Macast and Screencast.com. Last week, a listener asked about backup strategies for Minecraft. He sounded like a Linux user, and since I'm on a Unix-based system as well, I got an advice for him. On Unix, we can actually use something called links, or symbolic links, rather. These links basically reroute every system call to a specific location somewhere else. I keep my entire Minecraft installation in Dropbox with this. All you have to do is move the Minecraft folder to a thumb drive and then link from the old place to the new place. I have no idea where Minecraft saves its files on Linux, but I suppose it was something like /.minecraft, right? So you would actually just open a terminal and type something like /.minecraft, followed by the location of your thumb drive. I think those are mounted under /dev or /mnt, aren't they? So the last bit would be something like /mnt/myawesomethumbdrive/. And you can actually remove the dot from the Minecraft folder so it's visible in Nautilus or whatever file manager you're using. The next thing you need to do is to create the link. You need to be careful with this, and maybe you need to play around a bit, because in OS X, you have to type in the full path and not just the abbreviated path with the tilde in it or something. So you type ln space minus s, which is short for link symbolic, and then the location of your thumb drive, and then space the original location. So you would actually type something like ln space minus s space slash mnt slash my awesome thumb drive slash minecraft space, and then slash home your username slash dot minecraft. I hope this was not too weird to explain using a podcast, but I tried to submit the commands with this listener contribution. Shoo, alright, now that the nerdy stuff is out of the way, I recently started playing Minecraft, and I love it. I love your podcast, and it's currently one of my favorites, so thank you for this. I started listening from the first episode on, and in episode 9 or something, someone wanted to have yarn in the game. I want that too, because, you know, I got a girlfriend, and she's knitting, and if there was yarn in Minecraft, she would be just so much more likely to play the game with me. Actually, she played a bit already, and was dying terribly, but, you know, yarn. Yarn makes cozy woolly things, doesn't it? So yeah, that's it. Keep shafting. Bye.
Wow. That was crazy.
Now you know how to run it up from a USB drive, and which is great. I know it's very long and technical.
I like the part where he went womp, 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 womp. I like that part.
Yes, that was a good part. So yarn, really, to wrap it up. Yarn, what do you think about yarn, Sam? You like yarn? Are you into yarn?
What's this? I don't know. I understand what's...
He wants like yarn. Advanced string.
Advanced string. It's very fuzzy string. It's not really advanced. Advanced would be like Kevlar.
It's like a bunch of strings together, right?
I guess that's what it is. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. Yarn? What do you do with yarn in the game?
Make wool sweaters.
Yep.
Okay. Make like yarn balls.
Yep. Maybe you can have a cross-stitching table.
Okay. Cross-stitching.
I think we should move on.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's time for something from behind.
Google Translator, I think.
All right. Well, moving on. Here's the next one.
Hello, host of The Shaft, and possibly whatever guest is there. This is Richtard, and I was sitting on the toilet thinking about how they could just, like, change up the combat mechanics of Minecraft a little bit without having to revamp the whole thing. And I was thinking, like, with all the talk of crits and whatever, they should add some sort of, like, I guess, stealth system, so when you attack a mob from, like, behind or whatever, you could do, like, a little more damage, but not overpowered to the point of, like, Oblivion, where it would just be a one-hit kill. That would kind of have to, like, change the way mobs work. Like, they wouldn't just, like, come straight at you. You'd be able to sneak up on them or something. But I think if they did that well, it would be pretty cool mechanic to add to the game. Yeah, thanks for the podcast. It's awesome. Your other podcasts are awesome, too. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, that was nice that he was on the toilet when he came up with all this.
Yeah.
That's where I come up with my best ideas.
Yeah, usually. So yeah. I like the backstab. I keep thinking about a spy in TF2 or something, but having maybe a crit occurs maybe more. I mean, there's going to be crits happening after the adventure update.
So are there going to be plugins for crit votes too?
Nice. Yeah. So you want to crit? You want to vote crits off? Yeah.
I could. No, that. I don't. But I know there'll be people who will.
Yeah. Some people would. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. Maybe some sort of from behind attack bonus.
If you could sneak up on mobs, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of games these days, like, say, Crysis 2, you can sneak up behind them and you have, like, this execute thing. You just hit a button and, you know, slit their throat or crack their neck or something like that, you know.
What if you could,
Minecraft's not all about violence. Creeper.
Like, maybe the creeper, the reason he blows up is because he makes the sound. And if you could creep up behind him and put your hand over his mouth so he can't make the sound, you could... You know, I don't know, make him your love slave or something.
Yeah, love slave.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I was going for a whole new Minecraft teacher angle, you know.
Oh.
Abduction class, whoa, you know, kind of thing, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, I guess speaking of things about other games, a lot of other games are introducing fishing, right?
Yeah, and speaking of fishing, I'll go hit the button where you can hear somebody talking about fishing.
Hello, this is Ohirakyo with a fishing suggestion for Minecraft, and the general idea is hooks and maybe different bait for our fishing rods, because as it stands right now, we just take some string and attach it to a bunch of sticks, and we get a fishing rod that we can just dangle in front of the fish in our Minecraft waters, and that might be really great for all the magnificently derp fish we have in Minecraft. But now that we have the silverfish, which may or may not be a mob, and might not be, you know, something that we can actually fish, but now that we're seeing different fish in the game, maybe now we can get some additions to the actual fishing aspect of the game. So I'm thinking we could just replace the bottom string in our crafting recipe with a bit of iron or some other material, doesn't matter, just an iron hook would be fine. And then perhaps we can get some different bait for different types of fish. For example, a piranha or the silverfish or whatever that prefers meat might like pork chop. So maybe we can attach some pork chop as our bait or some other type of lure, whatever, to our hooked fishing rod. And then that would help us or enable us to catch this new fish. And then perhaps we can take some glowstone dust, make a glow stick out of it that could be plunked in underwater, and we can also take that and use it as bait, similar to how anglerfish catch fish in deep sea. And then we can catch some more exotic and more interesting and more useful fish that way. So thank you for your time.
I think fishing could be made better.
Do we need fishing to be better? I'm just asking a question. Are we hip to having a fantastic, fun experience while fishing?
What do you think, Sam?
World of Warcraft. There is the fishing, but some players get very expensive, fishes, and there are a lot of people that spend all the time, fishing, and they have fun this way. So, I don't know, maybe a bit of variety, more fishes in the sea and more ways to catch them could be a plus. Not maybe in Minecraft, not in a plugin or something, it could be cool.
Yeah. Maybe if you incorporate some sort of fishing competition,
maybe some dailies.
Some dailies. What is the game where fishing is the most fun?
So many different methods of like fishing and like MMOs and stuff, and
yeah,
I've yet to find one that was really fun. They're all just less tedious.
Well, that's why I bring it. That's what brought me to ask the question. And I'm not trying to be cynical towards fishing. It's just that no game that I know of has ever made fishing a compelling activity. So why spin your wheels trying to do that for Minecraft?
Well, let me ask you this. How is digging a hole in the ground a compelling activity?
Yeah.
It just works. I don't know why it is. I don't know why.
Because you don't know what's behind that block.
Exactly. If the fish you are trying to catch, it's very rare. Maybe you will spend a lot of time trying to catch. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And Imperialistic in the chat room says Ocarina of Time fishing was epic. For some reason, I don't remember the fishing in that game. I remember the game, but I don't.
Is that where you're using a Wiimote to actually fish and stuff?
No, this is old.
Yeah,
Ocarina of Time.
I don't remember much about the fishing other than when you caught something, it went do 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 do
do do do do do do do.
The generic Zelda sound.
Oh yes.
So.
Oh yeah. Like that?
Yeah.
About Bass Fishing 3D? You think they've got it down to a science?
Bass fishing.
I'll tell you now, they don't. It's still just tedious.
And see, that's a game that's, it's about fishing itself, and they can't even get it right.
Well, come on. I mean, you go out to fish, you bring a six-pack with you, and it's more about social, I don't know. I know some people go out and they fish by themselves. because it's like a nice, just calming, relaxing, doing that. But they're probably doing it with a six pack. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. That's true.
Early in the morning, so they're an alcoholic too.
Yeah.
So I said it here from Alabama, land of the rednecks. All fishermen are alcoholics, and all alcoholics are fishermen.
You know what alcoholics like to do?
Fish.
They like to pass out on couches.
Nice.
And you know what couches are? They're pieces of furniture. And you know what our next call is about?
Don't tell me.
Furniture.
Oh my god. And it goes a little something like this.
Hit it.
Hey guys, BS Cross 32 here with an idea for excavation station. I know it's been said before, but we really need furniture in the game. And I don't want to just, like, say, craft a couch. I want to have the tools to build the furniture, like, you know, half blocks of different textures. And I definitely think that you should be able to sit on furniture that you make. So if you make a couch or a chair, you could craft a cushion and then right-click to put it on there, and then people could sit on the couches. Kind of give your servers a more role-playing feel. I think it's one of the things that haven't really been addressed yet, and it got to add some fullness to the house. A lot of people are being creative and being able to make it look good, but I think that Notch should put some tools in the game to help players build furniture. All right, see ya.
Yeah, we definitely need furniture. I think from day one, I really wanted to be able to just slash sit on something.
Yes.
You know, just, I don't know. I mean, I guess you need more articulation in your legs to actually bend them and sit down. But add that in the game. I don't know. You know, when I play WoW, I love sitting in WoW. I love it. I don't know why. I love to sit around.
People, and y'all can't find fun in fishing, but you can find fun in sitting.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Do you like sitting in games, Sam? Is that an awesome?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, in the French server I told you about, you can sit and you can lay down also, and it's very funny because people lay down in the ground and start going round and round, giving, you know, dizzy and everything, and it's funny, and you can sit in the bars, in the taverns, and it's cool. I think it's cool.
Is that like a server side mod or something?
Yeah, I think it's a plugin or. I don't know. They are very good doing modifying the game. So
I have never seen that.
No.
Uh-oh.
So you have to come.
I do. Wow, sitting in Minecraft. This is big.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's big.
How big do you think it is, Wes?
They do a lot of cool stuff. Yeah.
I think it's vast. I'm at a loss.
Sitting.
We have more calls.
We do.
Hey, here's one about standing in a funny manner.
Standing. All right, here's one about the give command.
Hello, the Shaft. This is Joby, and this is my idea for excavation station. Basically, my idea is that I think there should be a give command. And what I mean by this is, you know how you can drop an item to pass to another player, and sometimes it can go wrong, well, it does for me at least, and someone else can pick it up, and that can be quite annoying. So I think there should be a command where you can just give your item to the player you want it to go, so those pesky thieves don't pick up anything that I drop by mistake. Okay, thanks, bye.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I like give. Better than sit.
As a testament to that, me and Easy were on the Chaos server before it closed down. I don't know what happened to it, but we were doing the like the 2v arena fighting, basically. So one of us would die, and I would get all of her stuff, and then when she spawned, she would meet me, and I'd like, here's your stuff back,
and you'd spit it at her.
Yeah, but like people would. It was way too hard to find an area and do it. Like, me and we could run somewhere and then hurry up and throw it on the ground and she would pick it up, but not when you're being followed by 20 people. It was just so difficult to give an item. And, you know, I mean, we're given swords and armor. I mean, of course everybody wants that stuff because we're PvPing. So, yeah, totally. Give us a / give command. That would be very useful. Oh, yeah, and she's in the chat room saying, and once we climbed the roof to be alone. We did. We climbed up on the roof and tried to get in some weird place where we thought nobody could get to. Trying to push people off the roof and stuff. I mean, I guess it's kind of a mini game in itself. But
running just as fast as we can.
But she says, I think it adds to the game, though. No slash give. Okay.
So she gives it a big, but we give it a big ding, ding, ding.
Cool. Okay, well, that was good. So what do you think about that, Sam?
Yeah, I think it's necessary because multiplayer play, you need to socialize and you need to have your private stuff with your friends. So I think, good for me.
Yeah, you need to protect your privates.
Yes, you do.
Around your friends. Well, okay, we have many more, but, we'll be here all day long if we go through all these calls. So, let's skip on down the road.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
So intense, indeed.
Is it?
Always is.
Is it?
So, what's intense this week? Big old video? Captain Sparkles.
Huge video.
Captain Sparkles was on the show a while ago talking about
35.
Talking about the new song that he was working on with a lot of other people, and came up with a new parody for Usher's DJ Goddess Fallen in Love. It's called Revenge, and it's really excellent. The 3D is superb.
Yes.
The faces and the lip syncing, I mean, it's excellent. The rendering,
articulation, like you were talking about, all throughout that mug.
Well, I don't mind it for some reason in this. I don't know.
I didn't mean it in a bad way. I was just saying, I know some people were asking what that meant, and you can look at this video and see the joints.
Yeah.
Not your typical, jointless Minecraft people. They're very detailed, and I like the effects in the room where the fireplace and the glowstone on the ground, and he's like singing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, It's really great.
And
I like
fingers.
Fingers. Oh, yeah, they have fingers, right?
Yeah, they have fingers. Yeah.
Fingers. And the song is good, too. Great vocals. Produced well, mixed well. Sounds good. I don't have anything bad to say at all about the whole production.
Another blockbuster for Mr. Sparkles.
Yeah, within minutes, too. It was like, it had like 30,000 likes. Yep. And I'm like, whoa, it was up to 1 million after just a day.
Yep.
Over 1 million. So people like this stuff. So if you can write songs and you can do some animation, this is what you should be doing if you want to make a lot of people happy.
Yes.
Just make a Minecraft song and video and have fun. So the next one here, this was done on, this is on the Machinima Network. This is a top five creations. They're highlighting castles in this episode. And this is, I really liked it because there's some really impressive castles in here that I'd never quite seen. I mean, first off, castles is very cliche when it comes to Minecraft. It's like, oh, you built a castle? Oh, great. Everybody builds a castle. But these are really well done. The first one, it's like, it has this blue roof and everything's like rounded, kind of like sections of Stormwind, where they have the blue roofs and the castle mage towers and stuff like that. Anyway, all through it, it's just, it blew me away, so it got a link. So there you go. Check the show notes for that. And then next up, Lucklin from Minecraft Workbench has been working on this very cool little series called Redstone Minute, and it is, they're of course a minute long videos, but he explains how to do some complex redstone creation using pistons or just using whatever, flip-flop gates and door latches and snatches and goblins. I don't know what that means. So, so check it out. And it's a minute, too. So it's not like this long video of rambling, like some guy like me sitting there rambling like I'm doing right now. It's just like 1 minute.
30 minutes, like one of our shows.
Right. So that's a good job, Lucklin. And then last, who put this in here?
I did.
All right.
This last thing I put in here is I'm going to provide a link to the Minecraft version tool by DigiX. What this is it is a Minecraft launcher that allows you to select the jar file that you would like to use to load your game. And it has download links on the mod so that you can say, oh, I need to get the particular jar to run on 166 or 173, you know, and then you can pick your version. And I will put it in the show notes, and it works great, and it's allowed me to get on stuff that I wasn't able to get on before. So
we need to say download at your own discretion?
Huh?
Just in case there's some virus in here?
I don't think there is. It's, I mean, it's a promoted mod, isn't it?
Wes has been acting weird ever since he downloaded this.
Oh,
worried about viruses.
He's been acting weird. Yeah. So. Also, I noticed something cool this week on the Blue Syphos channel. You know, Simon and Lewis.
Oh, Zephos.
Zephos. Okay. Yogscast guys, they went to Gamescom, and we already talked about this last week, but they've been putting out 2 or 3 videos a day while there, and it's all live action, and it's Lewis and Simon being silly, walking around, interviewing people, and just, I mean, it's funny. So if you're just curious or you like Yogscast, check out these videos because it's live action. They're just walking around being goofy. Anyway, it's really good stuff. So, and do you have anything cool? Have you seen anything amazing that blew you away this week, Sam?
I seen the Pokemon mod. You seen him?
Pokemon?
No.
Yeah, it's very cool. I always watch the French news. I don't know why. Don't ask me because I don't understand French. But there is a page called what the craft. It's wbtcraft.com, and there is always mega updates. Always everything. Notch says something, or anyone puts a new mod. Every time it's super update, and they just put an article about Minecraft Pokemon and videos and everything. It's very cool. You can make Pokeballs. You can catch a lot of different Pokemons, and yeah, you can do anything with them yet because they are working on it. But yes, it's very cool. They are very, very, very cool rendered. You know, it very with lots of details and. It's sweet.
Cool. That's weird. Yeah, okay.
That will be in the show notes.
All right.
Everybody needs to go check it out.
Man, those French people.
Squirtle.
Crazy.
So yeah, I've heard a video with the Pokemobs preview, and so I put that in the show notes.
Cool. Well, good stuff then.
Squirtle.
By the way, I think there's no one. Oh, who's that? Who's that? Someone's here?
Housekeeping!
Come in! No, stay out!
Housekeeping!
No, come in!
Housekeeping!
No, stay out!
Come
housekeeping!
In.
Oh my god, she's angry!
Housekeeping!
Okay, come in.
So, Dead Workers Party!
Yeah!
What up?
Yeah. It's a party for the Dead Workers Party.
Hey, Liff Knoll's going.
Who listened to the Dead Workers Null. Party?
John Mass is going.
John Mass.
Yeah. Moot. Eagle.
Yeah.
I'm Freckles, going.
Dave. Wes.
I'm going. Yep.
You're going?
Barely.
Is Spencer going?
I had a big
Spencer's going to be there?
Excellent.
Yeah. I had a huge family obligation for about a week and a half before. I mean, I'll be back like a day before the Dead Workers Party starts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it's like, oh, wow.
I think it's going to be exciting.
And this will be like the MineCon pre-con.
Yes.
Yeah.
MineCon pre-con.
So it's like the Eastern Coast version of MineCon? Can we officially say that?
Sure.
I guess we really can't we?
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe we should ask him, hey, can this be the East Coast
Well, you know, if we do,
MineCon.
Notch will challenge you to a duel of Quake 3 if
How about TF2?
We do that. And then he will win. But yes, check it out. Come on down, meet us, hang out and everything. Also, we've done a lot of big things in our studio here. If you're watching the video, if you're not watching the video and don't know by now, these videos are online. You can go to youtube.deadworkers.com and you can check out, that is our YouTube channel. You can check out every video, every episode of The Shaft is on YouTube, and we have been going through and replacing cameras and doing all kinds of stuff. And today we have a kind of a new setup, and you can see what Sam Cube looks like, In fact, his camera's been a little weird and wonky, too. I think we started off the episode, and it was zoomed into his forehead or something.
Yeah, my ear.
Into his ear. But anyway, so a lot of changes, upgrades in the studio. They're probably going to continue to upgrade, and we'll get better and better. And also, if you would like to see the crazy antics of the Dead Workers Party in real life, we've started a new series called DWP IRL, and that's on our Dead Workers Party YouTube channel, and it's pretty much just little behind the scenes and just kind of vlogs, just kind of us doing our thing outside, nothing scripted, we're just being ourselves, I don't know. So the video we have up there right now
as
is
opposed
us going
to what we do during the show where we're not ourselves.
Well, yeah, that's true. No, this show is highly scripted. We're actually reading from a script right now that we write all
line.
Along, like every
yes.
line.
Line. Yes. Yes, I am reading from the script right now.
We're all just awesome actors. So yes,
we
yes,
will sir. Probably we will definitely stream portions of the DWPP. Mm-hmm. I mean, just that's just what we do. So I don't know why we wouldn't stream it.
Yeah.
There'll be a concert Friday night. We're looking at having another concert Saturday night. And then, of course, there'll be a bunch of gaming and building and eating and drinking.
There'll be eating there? What about fishing? Can we fish?
Yes.
Can we sit on couches?
Sit? We can sit, yeah.
Yeah, can we slash sit? That'd be cool.
Will our knees be articulated?
No. But we might have some tack and glaze to...
Oh, excellent. I love tack and glaze.
Light up the place.
Tack and glaze is good stuff.
And yes, we are going to MineCon. Have we even said that yet?
Yeah.
I think we did.
People are asking in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we're definitely going. We got a room. We've got our tickets.
Yeah, we're there.
We need to get our airplane tickets, I guess.
Yes, we need to do that.
Like I said, we need to talk to my wife about that.
Now, we aren't going to PAX, it looks like. We didn't get confirmation of any media passes till way too late, and it's just too late in the ball game right now to get those.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
we're fortunately going to be staying at home for this one.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to Dragon Con.
I'm not going to be able to go.
Oh.
Dragon Con.
You're going to be at Dragon Con all by yourself, buddy.
I think I might be going for one day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be cool. We'll have to do the show earlier.
Buy me a badge on Friday.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. Not really.
Anyway, I don't know. That's housekeeping. Anything with you going on, Sam? What can we expect? Working on anything big?
I want to change my website. I want to change the design to be more white, so it's very dark. So, yeah, my hoster just delayed all the site on Tuesday. So I was freaking out and was very angry with it. And I have have to redo a few pages, so at the end it's working now, but I don't know. I want to change hoster because it gives me a lot of headaches, and I know. I'm planning to do new pages, of course. That's the thing.
Cool. We've had a lot of fun with web hosting.
Yeah, you too?
Sarcastically,
yes.
Yeah, we went to a free web host.
Yeah, we've been using Blogspot because we're tired of people messing with us.
Yeah.
True. So there you have it.
Yeah. Web hosting sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I like how we're ending this on an up note.
We get all sad at the end.
Yeah, let's don't be sad. Let's be happy.
Yeah, let's shout out to all of our friends in the chat room. You guys are awesome.
Big shout out to Easy and Notch. Congratulations.
Yay!
Sorry we couldn't be there on the happy day.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And
we'll bring our wedding gift to MineCon, personally give it to you.
There you go. Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Big shout out to Sam. Thanks for coming.
Thanks to you for the invite. It's a pleasure to be here.
I look forward to many, many, many more excellent cartoons being drawn by you.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
As long as you come to read it, there will be more pages. Thanks.
Oh, and by the way, real quick, do you do commissions?
Yeah, I can do it. I know I don't have a lot of time, but yeah, sure, I can do something because I need to take profit of it in the near future because I'm finishing a work now, and once I'm done with it, I need another work. If it's WonderCraft, cool for me. If it is not, I will need to search something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you thinking about? Like a big shaft logo with the three of us under it, and we put it on the wall?
Yeah.
Big mural.
It's cool.
Yeah,
we would. Yeah, totally. No problem. Yeah, discount for you guys, because I love you so much.
Excellent.
Aw. That's very sweet.
Less than three.
Less than three.
Less than three.
Yeah, I always hear you when I'm drawing, because it really makes the time go fast and the work easier with you.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. That's a good idea. Well, cool. Well, good. I guess that is it. And your website is...
Wondercraft.net.
Wondercraft.net.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what is your Twitter? Has a couple O's in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because of you guys. So the first time you mentioned it, you call it Wondercraft, and I said, okay, Wondercraft, it was not available, and I said, let's make it with a lot of O's. It's cool. It's your fault.
Yeah. We'll have that
Wondercraft.
We'll have that in the show notes, so you'll have all of this stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I guess that'll do it for episode 46.
Pick 'em up sticks.
Yeah.
And put them in your oven and cook some pork chops.
And we're a bunch of hicks.
Yeah.
Now we love fishing. Fishing and drinking.
And Stevie Nicks.
And candle wicks.
I think we're done rhyming stuff.
All right, we're done. Bye.
How about some guitar licks?
Bye. Bye, y'all. Get on out of here.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey, man. I woke up
Amon.
On the beach. Amon.
Amon.
Started walking.
It's some like German Jamaican dude now.
Yeah, it is kind of German. Throwing some pirate in there.
My regular routine. I was on some search for some diamonds.
Come on. No, it's just straight German. Kind of.
Let me tell you what I seen. Guys!
Oh, God.
I saw a castle with the view!
Sorry, that was just Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think, for sure.
Dead Workers Party Network. Next to the breast, the shaft's the best.